Yo, yo, what's up? It's your boy Mac. I'm here at the Top of the Mook podcast. Shout out to my dog Slim. Shout out to my dog Mr. Organic. We here about to film episode 30. If you haven't, go check out episode 29. Go check that out. We about to go crazy up in this bitch. Y'all, let's go.
Top of the Mook. Started at the bottom. Dreamt of a Hellcat. Now I got it. Dreamt of a Corvette. Now I got it. Taking big leaps of faith. No doubts about it. Made my mama proud. Made my mama proud. Every time she said he should get need to scratch a smile. I made my mama proud.
Have no fear.
Top of the Mook. .com is here. .com.
Episode 30. Oh, who's that singing right there, man?
That's the young goddamn Ben Franklin.
Oh, damn. I thought you about to say Kirk Franklin.
That nigga hitting the note, though, for real.
Kirk got to get the note. Oh, shit.
I mean, his son.
He started early. Am I
tripping?
Hey, listen, we got a special time to guest on, here, man.
God bless him with a gay show.
He's most definitely
one of the ones.
Come on.
And, it's time, man. You know, I've been trying to get him here for the longest. You know what I'm saying? Because he's so legendary. So it's only right that I had to wear, you know, I'm saying, the Marathon Mook, RIP Nip, you know what I'm saying? This is a real family to the Brody, you know what I'm saying?
Sir.
So, you know, my dog, Mr. Organic, got the Nip chain. He got me the Nip chain.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Then my dog, he Nip family. So,
come on, man.
That's good for my understanding, you know what I mean?
That's
so,
for sure.
Anything you want to tell him before we start, brother?
Oh, man, I'm just happy to be here, man. I'm glad y'all brought me on, man.
He watched every episode, too.
I'm
going to give you this, brother. This is you today.
Oh, you got the button.
Yeah,
we're coming in
here.
For the people that don't know the sound of that gun, what's that gun? Three.
So these yours at the bottom.
Yep, that's mine. There's three on the top, and then you got the AK, the Draco Mook right there.
Okay. Yeah, here we go.
Because we know you know what that is, bro.
God damn, I got PTSD. I don't know if they play that shit with me, bro.
Just start dunking this shit.
Nigga might run about this joint.
But we episode 30, man. Mr. Organic, how you feeling today, brother?
Man, I'm feeling spectacular. Happy to be back. You know, we taking this to a new level, man. This is episode 30.
Facts.
We flying through the new season, man. I'm glad you guys are with us. We did 10 episodes fast of the new season already. Remember, last season was only 20 episodes.
Wow.
Right.
It was only 20? I didn't even realize
that. We halfway done already.
10 in.
Yeah. Damn.
And we dropping uploads every day.
And people don't do that in podcasts.
No.
They need more time to recalibrate their thoughts. We don't need that time.
There ain't no script here. We just all freestyle. It's Jay-Z
all off the top of the dome.
Man, it's a buffet,
this, man.
Top of the Mook.
So how you feeling, brother? You feeling good, man?
Yeah, I'm feeling good, man.
So for those who don't know who he is, man, this is Mac. You want to introduce yourself, brother? Give him all your social media platforms, everything like that.
Oh, yeah, man. Tap in, man. Jackson Properties on Instagram. Jackson Properties on Facebook and all of that. Jackson Properties LA. And JacksonPropertiesLA.com. Yeah, for sure.
So let's touch on that, though, because obviously you do real estate.
Absolutely.
Right? So on this first episode with my dog Mac here, man, I want to get y'all to actually really know him and know what he got going on, because he's a real businessman, got a lot of real shit going on. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to his whole squadron. Got a big team.
Man.
Got your own brokerage.
Got our own brokerage.
Been doing real estate for how long?
Since 2002. Licensed.
Ooh, licensed.
20 years, bro.
Yeah, but you grew
up. Don't get it fucked up or miss the screw.
Facts.
But you grew up, though. You grew up doing real estate. Like,
I grew up doing real estate.
Yo, Pops was a mad genius.
Mad genius. He was cold.
Mastermind.
Yeah, but he really wanted. He ate. Hey, no,
Pops
his
was one
Pops,
of them ones, for
did
sure.
Go hit that button back
where
here. Go
right
here.
Right there.
One of the ones.
Yeah, guaranteed.
His Pops is that for sure.
Legendary.
And you are too, so it passed down in the blood. You know what I'm saying? It's in the DNA, it's in the genetics, right?
For sure.
So you would say, how early did you really start to, like, really get into the real estate game? Like, before you were licensed?
So I got into it probably about 15.
Yeah. And where are you from, brother?
I'm from L.A., South Central.
Okay.
Grew up right in the hood.
Can we get some streets? Can we get some?
Crenshaw, Slauson.
Okay, right, just wanted to make sure we got
come
some
streets. Come on, man.
Go on, go
ahead. Type
in the trenches, man. Trying to put you in there.
For
trying to put you in the game, man.
For sure.
Watch out.
No. Mac is definitely
one of the ones.
For sure. So that early, and then, like, what was you doing before you got licensed with real estate when you was, like?
I was doing property management first. Mm-hmm. I started out doing property management because my dad had a bunch of real estate.
Right.
As I was a kid, he invested, bought buildings and apartment buildings, things of that nature. So when I was young, I was about 15. I was a dude doing leases and going to collect rent and doing all the managing, everything.
So you was going to doors, knocking on doors.
I was knocking on doors.
See, like, I know your story, but you got
to
tell people.
I was going to doors, knocking on the doors, collecting rent. You ain't got it. I'm putting a 3-day notice on.
Oh, 3 days. Get your black ass out.
Facts. It wasn't no moratorium. Niggas had to get the fuck out.
Quick, too.
Right, right.
So, yeah. No, I was.
So that's 15.
That 15.
So you got to understand how evolved his brain was early on.
Early in the game, doing big boss business.
And then we're going to fast forward. In a little bit to where he got his own brokerage and he's doing his own thing with his wife, Sarissa. Shout out to Sarissa. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out
and,
to my wife.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You know, shout I got my buddy. Look, look, look.
Come on, man.
Shout out to my wife, Jess. Love this Slim. Go subscribe.
There we go. You got
shout
it,
out to my wife, Sarissa.
Thanks. So yeah. So 15, you knocking on doors, collecting checks, putting 3-day notices down, right?
Yep. Heavy.
Doing and leases, everything. Doing everything that comes with property management. Dealing with the maintenance people, everything.
See what I'm saying? So, and then you build connections and resources to have people like contractors and different things. Come on. So let's elaborate with that for a little bit. Because me and Three always talking about like financial. You want to touch on that, Three? Where the things we're always talking about with like credit, different things, building up stuff, resources, connections, networking.
Yeah, it goes a long way, especially if you learn early. So for him, his advantage was his dad was already into it.
Yeah.
So at 15, he understood the power of having ownership, the power of real estate. Knowing over time, that's where the big bads come from. See, we didn't know that. We heard about this stuff, but he really lived it and learned it. So that's why it was a blessing for him to be in that scenario. So it led to where he at now. So, it's super important. This is the information. Yeah. So he gathered that early. If more of us got that early, more of us would own things. More of us would even pass the information on to our kids or our friends and family. So it's a blessing for having people like Mac around to feed us this information, help, you know what I'm saying, Slim tap into that, help me understand it more and more.
For sure.
Because just a little, my bad, I don't want to lose your thing. Because that's, me and my wife, we just bought our house, y'all. So
congratulations.
Love it, Slim. Make sure y'all go subscribe, man.
Legendary.
Appreciate it. That was legendary,
My dog, Mac, you know what I'm saying, and Sarissa, they not only our realtors, you know, and our brokerage, but they're also our friends and our family.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? And the love runs deep, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So it's like, it goes full circle and it's reciprocated on all levels. So that's what Three's touching on. And then he's been able to each one teach one. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know, and he did that with us. And then, you know, whatever Three learned first, I learned second. Whatever I learned first, Three learned second.
Correct.
You know, so to add, and people should always be focused on the people that they got on their team. You know what I'm saying? And you should be strategic with the people that you keep around you. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
You know, because at the end of the day, we all use one another, right?
For sure.
Just we don't misuse one another.
You want to be whatever. Used, you just don't want to be misused.
There you go. You know what I'm saying? So you want to make sure you got the right people on your team. And we were a great addition to y'all team, which we appreciate.
For sure.
And he was a great addition to our team. And shout out to my dog, Three of them, because Three is the one that actually introduced me.
Three of them!
Yep.
Ain't that crazy?
That was crazy.
That was nuts. And that Three, no, I don't like nobody. And most of the people that Three
I'm
like,
the same
I don't
way, bro.
Like.
I don't really fuck with people like that either.
Yeah, so. For sure.
Super rare. Super rare.
Just to keep it real.
Yeah, I know. That's how you got to be, though. When you're a real person, you're a stand-up individual. It's like you don't mess with everybody.
No, you don't.
You're not amongst all the crowd. You don't blend in. You stand out and you stay out. You know what I mean? So when you find similar individuals, you know, it's a blessing. You want to keep them around because it's super, super rare. So, I just knew he was a good person. So, of course, anytime I think, you know, sometimes I'll be wrong, I'll be moving a little fast, but anytime I think somebody's a good person, I always pass it along to Slim.
Yeah.
So it barely stays, but when it do stay, you know, you know it's a legendary situation.
But
everybody don't make it.
No. Facts. But one thing with Three, though, that I always appreciate about my friendship with Three is like, Three knows I'm not an accessible person.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm reclusive on purpose.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
you gotta be.
Yeah, so most people, because I don't check my DMs, I don't read comments, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm completely, like, even though I do social media, I don't let social media consume me in my time.
Yeah.
So it's like, people usually can pass through to me from Three. Not saying that's what you did, but that's what most people do. And Three, if he was a hating, jealous, envious motherfucker, he would never pass through. I didn't got a lot of money from people. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of business done and stuff that went on. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like we've always iron sharpened iron kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, most of the time, like if he brings somebody to the table and I like my people as my people. I don't be trying to add nobody to the team.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And big Drake No New Friends type, you know? But the thing is when I met y'all and you was helping Three find his crib, and them videos was busted too. You got
that was legendary.
That was.
We was moving. Going that crazy was a great time. Yeah,
it was. Just showing your cribs.
Yeah, that shit was fun as hell.
It was legendary.
Yep. And it was like,
and I had no idea what the fuck
he
was going on.
He didn't know what was going on. He's like, you bring
your
camera.
I pulled up, this nigga Three got cameras.
Oh, yeah, I'm jumping out crazy. Every time a new whip.
Oh, yeah, he's jumping out. He's doing
it. Tell you.
No, I didn't even know what he was doing. I didn't know none of that shit.
So how did y'all meet then?
I was saying I was looking for a crib in L.A. And people just start sending me different Instagrams or whatever. So I was filtering them through. And then I saw him. I'm like, he's a black man. Boom, got his own shit. Dope. Yeah. And of course, when I found out he was like, he knew Nip and all that. And it was in that video. I'm like, oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yeah. He got to be on our
time. Somebody randomly tagged me that I didn't even know. So you and shout out to them.
You and Nip's old videos, too. Old Nip
old
video.
Yeah, I was in the first video.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. He was in Hustle and House?
Yeah, he was.
Oh, shit, that's hard.
He was back there. Yeah, so he's about to say, you know what happened that night.
Oh, yeah, I was right there.
I was right back there.
Yeah,
standing on the corner. And then, you know what I mean?
Watch out.
Nah, I was right there, bro.
That's hard.
100%.
That's big nostalgia right there.
Facts. And then not only that, but you know.
I'll show you when we pull it up.
Yeah, him and Nip go way back. It was like Nip were first went on that tour and all that. You want to elaborate on that, Mac?
Yeah, that was like 2009 when he went on the tour. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was the LAX tour. We had a part to play in that. My pops looked out for them when they needed the tour bus and all that. So my pops blessed him with his bus that he already had. So
I heard something about that bus. That was his bus?
That was my pops.
The trailer and all that?
Yeah.
That was your pops?
Yeah.
I heard that story, dog.
Yeah.
That bus.
Damn.
Elaborate too much.
I'm gonna
leave it there.
If you know.
I've heard about that.
I see it through the glasses.
I got my eyes booked because I put it all together. Just like, oh shit.
Hey, but no, Mac. Hey, bro, he really
one of the ones.
Double same time. Come on, double up. No pun intended. You know,
not at all.
But yeah, so then they was DMing you. And then
they DM'd me and I was tagging him.
They tagged.
And I went through his Instagram.
Did you see the tags too?
Yeah, I seen it.
Yeah, but he was like, just holler at me.
He said, holler at me. I heard you looking for a crib. He hit me right back.
Sent
me his number.
Three C's, everything.
He sent me his number. Like boom. Yep. So I called him.
Yeah, man, we started from there, man.
Right there.
Let's look at some crazy.
That's crazy.
Man. It was like the next day or the same next day.
On
like,
it. Yeah, yeah. On
yeah. Three was on it.
Yeah, yeah. Facts.
And, that's when that bag dropped.
Yeah. Yep. And here's the thing, too, because.
Black man!
For sure.
Big bag, too.
Yeah. But, excuse me, this is the thing, though. So just because somebody fuck with Nip don't mean I fuck with Nip or that Three fucks with Nip. So that's not the basis of our friendship and our camaraderie with Mac. You see what I'm saying? Right. It's the understanding, it's the realness, it's the substance. It's so much more and it goes so much further past that. You know, but you know, we all look at each other's resume when we first meet people, what's going on, how we get some understanding, different things, and if all stars align, then we can integrate some shit and do some real business. You know what I'm saying? And that's definitely what happens. So it's not of just because of who he's tied to or, you know, the fact that Nip inspired and motivated us. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he right there on the wall with us. You know what I'm saying?
Most definitely.
My dog Three and the real icon for making that piece. You know what I'm saying? Right. And he also made my piece with Nipsey and Pac, the one I got the crib. The one of one piece.
The one the game got that one too, right?
Yeah, but, no, not the exact one though, because he only made one.
That's what I thought.
No, but he put it on there. He wanted it.
He made it different.
He put it on his initial post.
Like it was his. It's not yours, dude. Stop stealing, nigga.
So from that three, so soon you got me losing my train of thought. But the thing is, long story short, what I'm trying to get y'all to understand is, you know, just because it's that don't mean that that's what's going to make it into this circle. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be tapping with us. You know what I'm saying? Different things like that. And we all got that understanding. But I think it was legendary how it all happened. You know what I'm saying? And how everything was able to come full circle. You know what I mean? To where we all bros and really like that. You know what I'm saying?
No
and
talk.
All the stars just align. You know what I'm saying?
But it's super cool, man. Just handled business so well. And it's like, it was just it was just pure. It wasn't like no filters or nothing. Like, this is what it is. This is what you can do. Boo, boo. Everything just lined up every time.
Every time.
Was never a problem. Yep. It was like, man, this is this. I don't know, but I'm going to let him know. Matter of fact, I'm going to holler at him. Boo, boo.
Yep.
I'm like, damn, that's a good guy, man. So you better holler at him. He wants your credit, bro.
And that's exactly what Three did.
He do business right. You know what I mean?
And then I still like, he like, man, you know, so? You know what I'm saying?
Hey, right,
man,
still.
What that guy do? You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like, but I liked him as a person because when we first met there and I was at that crib with you and we was looking at the one, that was a really nice crib.
That one was crazy.
Outside just wasn't that crazy.
It
had the whole tennis move with the basketball court on it.
And the gate drive in.
You had your Ferrari, I had my Aventador.
We was acting up, for sure.
I pulled up my Hellcat.
Yeah, you put the Hellcat, the first house.
Yep.
That one was like $30,000 a month or some shit like that. It was crazy, hard though.
It was
just covering up the front.
It was too accessible too.
And then it was too accessible. It was right there. It had a little gate, but it's still like, man, come on, man. Yeah,
that's when you first was going ballistic.
Yeah, I wanted to go that dumb, but you know, thank God I didn't.
The one we got was crazy for
but
price.
Yeah, the price was perfect. That's the first house we looked at.
Yep.
And
that's crazy, right?
Yeah, and it worked out exactly like I thought it would.
We ended up going back to it.
I'm like, man, that's the one. Like, man, I'm telling you, that might be it, bro.
This is the one.
Yep. That's exactly how it happened.
For the price, the size, and everything it came with.
Yep.
With the ocean views.
Man, it was beautiful.
It was ridiculous.
Ocean views.
Yeah, yeah,
and so mountain circles.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you love all things about comic books? The stories, the art, the characters, the creators? Then listen to Comics Discourse 114, where our three friends discuss both current and classic comic books from all publishers and the creators behind them.
Only chose a few.
Come on,
it was a beautiful thing, man.
I see how that all pieced up, all three at one time. Different ad-libs.
That was a legendary situation, man. You lined it up smooth, man.
For sure.
And I still appreciate you for that.
And not only that, but he really, like, we knew about ownership, and we was always chasing ownership and different things like that. You know, and real assets and equity and shit. You know, but we didn't really know how to really get into the game of it, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like.
Yeah.
With full understanding,
like
the
step
detail.
By step, this how
step
you
by right. step. You know what I'm saying? You know me, big magic school bus brain. So I really be needing step for step.
Oh yeah,
you know
really?
What I'm saying?
And
but the thing is, though, the back to the circle is like, and then we're gonna get back to that. Is if y'all notice, I'm very strategic with the people creep around me, right? So whatever my weaknesses is, three, that's his strength. Whatever my weakness is, that's Mac's strength.
Right.
Whatever my weakness is, that's my brother's strength. Whatever my weakness is, the people around me. That's where I'm strategic. I'm going to make sure not only are they stand-up, sturdy, top-level individual people, but they also got attributes to coincide my weaknesses. You see
for
what I'm
sure.
saying? And instead of being envious or hateful or jealous of your people for having attributes that you don't have, you know what I'm saying? I looked at it like it inspires me and motivates me. You see what I'm saying? So you have attributes that I don't have. You have attributes that he don't have, and we all have attributes that we all don't have. You know what I'm saying? Different categories and subcategories of life. So, you know, I think that's dope as fuck. So when we first met and then you feeding us attributes that we don't have as far as real estate and the ownership and the real assets behind it and different things like that, like you gave us a clear as day microscopic view of, you know what I'm saying, how to really go about it and tackle
that,
it. And now
man.
I own my first home, so shout
man,
out to
come on, man. Shout out to that. That was
come
legendary,
on, champ.
Bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Me and my wife.
Legendary.
You know what I'm saying?
And we worked, we did every step that it took.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
There's a lot of steps.
It's a process.
Too,
it's a process.
But we're going to get full transparency.
It's a process,
one day.
Bro.
Okay, one day.
Yeah, it's a process, but.
One day.
Everything that it took to do it, y'all did it.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
And
you,
what's up, Slim?
All the adjustments that you needed to make in order to achieve that goal.
100%.
That's what it's all about.
But not only that, but. We did it with the guidance of y'all, and then y'all gave full transparency every step of the way. Y'all normalized it for us to
make it comfortable,
made
so you don't
be
embarrassed or feel like, man, I ain't doing
exactly.
Yeah, it didn't feel complicated. Yep. It felt like, oh, this is it.
Definitely stressful though, and overwhelming.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It'll test you now.
Whew.
It'll test your faith, boy.
Well, we know the game gonna do that. So
the game gonna test you every time, man. You just gotta stay sturdy.
Yeah, that's part of it. You should embrace them tests. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
You wanna see where you weigh.
For sure.
And then you double back, nigga, and you can do better the next time. Like you should be ready for war. Like we warriors, nigga. You gotta go to war.
Got to.
People don't be all these great, like, I'm this, I'm that, but don't want to prove it. Don't want to go through it to
you
show it.
You ain't been through nothing.
Yeah, let me see.
Yeah, for sure.
Let me 100%. See. The, like, nigga be like, this nigga, man, I don't know nigga
you
can fight. Nigga, well, how? Let me see.
Yeah,
I don't
you
believe so.
With?
You gotta show
let's
me.
Test that jaw.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nigga ain't never
convinced.
Been hit before.
Yeah,
right. Come
man,
on,
I swear he can go to war.
I'm
not convinced. Right. All that talk.
Nigga ain't never been in the Thunderdome.
You telling me nigga ain't got no documentation?
Back in the building.
Yeah. You ain't got none of that. You ain't got no documentation. All this talk in there, so you fight, kill, nothing.
Come on, man. You ain't doing nothing.
I got it.
But swear they gonna win the war.
Right.
How is that?
I gotta see
come
documentation
on,
or I gotta see it myself. That's why I got me some documentation for you niggas.
Yeah, you got big documentation.
I'm glad y'all
big
got
documents.
It.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, cause, yeah, thank you, cause I talk all this shit. Like, hey, man.
I be telling Mac that all the time. We always had that conversation. I say, oh, three can't wait. Don't
he's
leave him alone. Leave him alone.
Because I talk so much. It's rare that I'm gonna talk this ignorant and really like that.
And really for real.
It's gonna be proven every time.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I'm not, I am looking for it. How about that?
Yeah, see, I told you.
I
want some more. God,
I want some more.
It's been too long.
I want another one. I want a nigga to stand up with me so I get full dirty.
Full demonstration.
I want full nigga. I want you to see the body movement. I want you to see me take a little damage and really finish it at the end.
It's over the bus, baby.
Gargoyle. One of the ones.
You know what I'm saying? I want to go to battle, nigga. I want to wake up with a black eye. Nigga.
Damn.
But he,
oh, yeah.
As long as you want, and he ain't going to wake up.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
My eye. Just like that. That's gonna happen too, nigga. Black bye.
100%. Yeah, that ain't shit, cause boy.
Right.
Yeah, that black eye ain't no joke. Yeah, yeah.
But for real though, but that is life though. Like, people want to talk about money, never had money. Nigga would talk about these expenses, never had no expenses. You want to talk about cars you would never have, never will get. Shut the fuck up, man. You got to do it and touch it and feel it and taste it, nigga.
Facts.
Niggas want to talk about caviar and never taste it. Man, I don't like that shit, nigga. You can't afford it, you bitch.
Oh, shit. Oh, Lord.
Where's the old Lord on that motherfucker? Get that motherfucker back here.
Oh, Lord! For real, you motherfucker. You a sardine mouth, nigga. Like, you don't like
old
caviar.
Mackerel mouth,
yeah, you a mackerel mouth, nigga. You a imitation crab eating that, nigga, man.
Oh, shit.
You don't eat no
imitation
king crab.
Good, though, brother.
That shit a dollar pack, nigga. They got that shit in prison, man. You niggas ain't eating no caviar. Y'all niggas ain't eating that barbecue salmon, nigga, with the grilled skin on top.
Oh, man.
Shut the fuck up, man.
Stop you ain't microwaving all your meals.
Right.
Ain't, with the crispiness.
Come on, man. You ain't ate sushi, nigga. You not going to eat that, man.
They
like
eating the real deal.
Can't afford it.
They eating in the market.
The only sushi eating in is your stinking bitch.
Oh, real shit. Damn.
Black man.
One of the ones.
Expired sushi.
Oh, that motherfucker rotten, brother.
Oh,
that motherfucker rotten. You know what I'm saying? Stanky mildew. Got the extra curriculum dripping out there. Not the good cream either. Oh, that's a yeast infection.
Oh, my God.
The God. Don't get it fucked up or miss the screen.
She got the tartar sauce on it.
Yeah, that's tartar sauce. That's not cream, sir. That got some stench
that
to it.
That got some shit. Well,
that's burning material.
You gotta elaborate for them. Yeah. What's the difference? Because they might, for the people that ain't too excited.
They might not know. They might not know, brother.
Okay, so when it's creamed up, that's a good, it ain't got no aroma to it most of the time.
Yeah.
That motherfucker flaking up too much.
It got the stench to it.
Yeah, it got the stench to it. And
oh,
then
Lord.
And then check the pennies, it like got smoke coming out of it. It like burned the material, like baby acid type fungi. You know what I'm saying? That's what these niggas eating, man. You niggas,
oh, they ain't eating that. Come on, man.
They on all fours.
I didn't even know that's FDA approved.
Man,
I don't know if you can eat that kind of shit.
Monkeypox, brother.
Monkeypox all over the face. Eat that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Damn.
You gotta watch out.
Yeah, but no. Let's get back to my dog. You went crazy for a little bit.
Let's turn.
So the thing is, that I want to touch on with Mac, man. That one thing that I really respect about my dog Hustle is you own hella properties.
A lot of doors.
Sure. You know what I'm saying? A lot of doors. You know what I'm saying? It's all in the MOOC too. And if y'all go to his YouTube channel, him and his wife's YouTube channel, it's the Jackson Properties YouTube channel. We'll put the link below in the description.
Most definitely.
Man, he just replaced some stairs on one of his multifamilies.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right. And like I'm talking about big bag for the stairs too tight.
Oh, every time.
So it's like he understands our world as far as overhead. He also understands the ownership. He also understands the behind the scenes, the business.
The branding.
He's got employees. He's got agents under his brokerage.
Yep.
Shout out to my agents, man.
Yeah, for sure. You know what I mean? So they've been doing a thing for a long time. And not only that, but it's been from the seed, like you would say. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And how he was taught, how he was learned it, and how he implements itself. You know what I mean? So all those properties, how did you feel when you got your first property? What was the first property you got?
Well, the first property I got was in Carson. It was a single family house that I bought. And it was back in 2004, maybe, 2005, something like that.
Right.
So I got it from a friend of ours. Actually, my uncle hooked me up with the guy. He was selling the property. His mom passed away.
Hit it before it hit the market type.
Yeah, hit it before it hit the market type. So I got it. Actually, back then, I got it with 100% finances, so no money down.
Oh, legendary.
Yeah, no money down.
Legendary.
Yeah, for sure. That's
credit,
big.
My credit was right. I was in the right position, right place, right time.
Understand this.
Got the deal, and I got it. Then I ended up selling it to one of my partners.
Okay, and then what about your first?
It was like a quick flip.
What was that profit on it? I'm in pockets, man. What's that profit?
It wasn't too crazy because I sold it to my partner. It was like 80.
Oh shit,
like
big white man.
Yeah. It was like 2 months. You know what I mean?
Oh shit, that's huge.
He said not too much. That's what?
That crazy.
Fresh 80 ball in 2 months.
And he didn't have to put no money down to get it.
No money down to get it.
That's where it's the real cheat code right there.
Come on, man.
He silverbacked that deal.
Big Caucasian man.
Yeah, yeah. For sure. Back not to be fucked with. So your first
I actually got money when I got it.
Oh, shit.
Damn. So instant equity.
Yeah. No, when I closed, like I actually got money. Oh. I didn't have to put no money down and I received commission.
Damn.
Yeah, facts.
Oh, yeah. That's smart. That's legendary. But then
big Caucasian, man.
Yeah, for sure. But your first multifamily. How did it feel when you first got your first multifamily?
Same
thing. So what made you go from a single family, like what made you transition to now you have a bunch of multifamilies too?
Because multifamilies is where it's at. Right.
That's where that bag at.
So elaborate for that for them.
Because single family, I mean, you got one person paying you. So if they don't pay, then Well, then what? You know what I mean? So multifamily is the way to go. That's how my pops, that's the route he went, and that's the way that I seen work. And multifamily is just a better investment. You know what I'm saying? Because you got multiple people paying you every month versus
for one building type.
For one building type. Yeah. And anything between one to four units, it's the same process as purchasing.
Mm. Oh, that's hard.
Yeah, so
if it's four units, got four doors.
You could purchase it the same as you purchase your single family.
One mortgage. Owner occupied.
Five or more is
four
commercial.
People paying. Yeah, five
Ooh,
or more
that's
is commercial.
Hard.
Yeah. But one to four is still considered single residential.
Oh, so. That's tough.
Yeah.
Facts.
So that's you could do you, so could do, say, you know, could do you could do owner occupied 3.5% down on a four unit.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So
think about it. And just real quick, because I want to get back to Mac and his story, y'all gotta understand how much everything is in game if you're doing it right.
In game,
you know what I'm saying? Because think about it. If you buy what Mac is saying, let's say you buy a FHA multifamily, four units, right? Let's say you get, in this market, it's going to be a little harder, but let's just say hypothetical.
Yeah, in this
situation,
market right now, it's a little different.
For sure. But let's say you get a four unit multifamily and you buy one every year. I'm 33, right? So think about this like this. Let's say for the people that's out there, it's 25, 28, 30, right? And you're thinking, like, man, you know, ain't really no money to be made in, not probably in the instant for you, but let's say it is, right? Let's say 20 years from now, you got 20 properties. Let's say every year you did the FHA and then refinanced after, and you got a multifamily four units every year for 20 years. And you're 50 years old and you got 20 properties. Right. Wouldn't you consider that person to be a success?
Hell yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
No
so
question.
That's how in-game property really is, right? You know, or any business, if you're doing it the right way, everything should be about in-game, whether it's this podcast, whether it's our YouTube channels, whether it's our brokerage, no matter what it is, it should always be in-game. Don't think right now is your worth. Think 20 years from now. Think, because they say your average, what, millionaires until you're what, 50 or something like that?
Your average.
Your average millionaire is at 50 years old.
Damn!
So you got to think, if you got 20 properties by the time you're 50, and you definitely in a place like LA or anywhere in the world.
You know how much equity you're going to have?
What?
Oh, Lord!
You know how much income you're going to have?
You know how
as far as cash flow every
month?
As long as you're doing your yearly increases, you know what I'm saying? And maintain your property, man. You got to keep it up. But if you are doing FHA, you only can have one at a time. So you have to refinance
every
out
year.
Of that FHA into a conventional, move out, rent it out, and then you can do another owner-occupied FHA.
What about, do you have, like, Section 8 people in your properties? Because I know that people like those guaranteed type.
I used to, but I don't have them right now. No.
Yeah.
I got rid of all the Section 8.
What made you do that? Because everybody usually is always fond of that because they say it's guaranteed money.
I mean, it is kind of guaranteed money, but a lot of them tear your property up.
Tear your property
up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Too many, yeah.
Poor black, nasty motherfucker.
I want somebody that's working.
Black man!
I mean, I got advice from one of my attorneys.
Welfare recipient motherfuckers.
He was telling
house.
Me a while, like years and years ago, get rid of all the FHA.
Right.
Yeah, he didn't like that shit.
Yeah.
It was my attorney that I trusted. So he was like, get you some working people in there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No disrespect to the FHA people that got it. Right. I mean, people that need
the Section 8
pole
motherfuckers,
you know what I mean?
Nasty ramen noodle packages.
Oh, yeah. They needed, they did, man.
Clean up. Why they got
to
be dirty?
I just prefer to have some
dirty,
good
nasty.
Working tenants in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's going to take care of my property.
For sure.
And not you freeloading motherfuckers. Yeah. I get it, bro. Living on the system, motherfuckers. I grew up in a project, so I know, nigga, we used to break shit. You know what I'm saying? Freeload, motherfucker, fuck it up, go to another project, so what? You know what I'm saying? Section 8, we used to tear them houses up. So I was going off experience. I know you little dirty, nasty motherfuckers. I was one of them, shit. I wouldn't want
Come
you
on,
I wouldn't want me in the motherfucking house when I was a kid. Shit, there was five of us in the motherfuckers fucking them up.
There's exceptions, bro. There's exceptions.
We know motherfuckers slim and all
them
little badass kids.
There's some exceptions, bro.
But then it's just
why
a
you
lot.
Always gotta throw me under the bus?
Because I know, nigga, I know shit. No,
yeah. What's up, Slim?
But go ahead, no back.
No, it's just a lot dealing with Section 8. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
In the beginning, you gotta fill out the packet, send it back in. You gotta wait till they come out and prove it.
Right.
And it take a little time for them to start sending the money and all that. You know what I mean? It's just your preference, though.
Right.
I just prefer to have working people.
So after your first multifamily, you was like, this is what it is.
I already knew it was what it is when I was 15, 16 years old.
Right.
I already knew because I saw the vision. I seen it being done.
Right,
I was
dope.
Collecting everything. I was managing everything. So I'm like, damn, this is it.
Real money coming in.
Yeah, real
fluidly.
Money. Real money coming in fluently. Yeah. And I seen it.
Damn.
I managed it, so I knew what it was.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Damn. Nah, man. Listen, that's legendary though, bro. Because that's everything that we could have all, like, you know what I'm saying, aspire for. Like, you know what I'm saying, to have that game taught early, have a mentor and your pops, and then really showing you and teaching you the game. Like, even though, like, you made your own way, you created your own lane, did your own things, and you didn't have no silver spoon and nothing was handed to you. Like, you did that. You know what I'm saying? And then not only did you do that, but then you continue to do it and you continue to build off that.
Yeah.
Some people just be around, people be around legendary motherfuckers every day and don't utilize
the greatness. That's what I hate the most about a motherfucker. Yeah. They always be like, hey man, tell me how to get money like you, or hey man, put me on. Bitch, I'm showing you every day. Yeah, I drop content every day.
If you read between the lines.
Yeah, why the fuck are you asking me to tell you? Yeah, like, you can't see it? You just don't want it. Yep. If you can't sop up the game that's being dripped upon you, you're just not worthy of it. Like, you should be ashamed of yourself. Gotta ask a top level motherfucker that you've been following for years how to get money or how to do this. True. Nigga, you should watch him.
Yeah.
I learned how I learned everything I learned in life was paying attention.
You gotta pay attention.
That's it. That's the most important thing you could ever do is pay attention. Whoever you gotta follow in your life. And definitely apply it.
Definitely gotta
apply. Definitely die about it. Go to the end. Don't think it's gonna happen overnight. Buckle up, sit down, and go for the ride.
Go for the ride.
Until that motherfucker stop, nigga.
But you better not stop. Yeah.
That's how you win. Pay attention, execute, go. Don't stop.
Yeah, but that's to my point, though. That's what I'm saying. Like, you might have had that. So many people blew it, and they had that same opportunity,
for
that
same
game, that same mentor, that same understanding, and they did nothing and became nothing.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. And that's what they did instead of getting inspired and motivated like you did,
they got lazy.
They got complacent.
Yeah, they got complacent.
Sure. You see what I'm saying? And then they didn't apply themselves, and they didn't keep going.
Yeah,
and they lost it. You know what I'm saying? But they had a great opportunity, and then once you lose that opportunity, it's going to be hard to ever get that once in a opportunity lifetime back again.
Like, that's the only thing you should ever ask for is an opportunity.
That's it.
Handle it after that.
That's it. I say it in my prayers every day. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, just all I need, if I don't see the opportunity and it's the opportunity in front of me, God open the door, push me through it. If it's not meant for me, if that opportunity isn't meant for me, close it and don't let me in.
Right, I'm cool. Because I'm going to handle the rest. Like, 100%. I don't need, oh, bless me tomorrow, $10 million. No, just put me in a position that I'm healthy.
That I
could be in the room when it happens.
I'm a sustainer, maintainer.
I'm going to handle the rest.
Yeah.
That's all I need. Don't give it to me.
Yep.
Just show it to me.
I earn it.
Show it to me.
That's a fact.
Watch me get it.
That's it.
Watch.
And you know what's crazy? I was talking to, excuse me, hold on real quick.
Shout out to my wife, Jazz.
What else?
Love it, Slim. Go subscribe.
I was just talking to her the other day, my wife, and I was telling her, I said, you know, one thing with me has always been my grind, right? Like, my ability to go out and go get it and figure it out. You know what I'm saying? I might be a slow learner. It might be X, Y, and Z. It might be whatever. You know what I'm saying? I might got whatever fucked up shit. But the thing is, though, is like, once I get something, I got it forever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It might take me a while sometimes. But once I get it, I got it, and nobody's going to do it better.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
But it's going to take me a while to get it sometimes.
Hey, as long as you get it, it don't matter how long it takes.
100%.
And you're going to go to the end to get it. Like,
you're
going to do whatever,
going
above and beyond. Like,
and that's the point.
I'm it's going to be accomplished.
Once you get it, it's
who
over.
Cares?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Nobody's going to remember when you didn't have it.
Right.
It don't matter.
Man, I remember you trying to do it. They're not going to remember that.
Yeah, they ain't going to talk about that. I'm like, damn, you really did it. Yeah, shut up.
That's it.
100%.
Nigga, you ain't help me.
So I think that's dope, bro.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So
that is dope. That, you know, the execution is a beautiful thing.
Execution, man.
And so you went from, so when you were selling real estate, right?
Yep.
You know what I mean? Or, okay, so let's get to that, because once you bought your first property, right? So you got licensed when? What year was that you said?
2002.
2002. So once you got licensed, then what you do? Because you didn't have your own brokerage. For those who don't know, you got to be licensed as an agent for 2 years before you create your own brokerage.
Yeah, so once I got licensed, I was already like, in relationship with my dad's broker at the time. His name was Bob. He had his own brokerage, like kind of like what we running right now.
Facts.
So I was with him a few times, and then we would go by the office and all that. We would, you know, we would stop in, and when my dad was doing deals and all that type of stuff. And I seen like one of his commission checks. Like, he showed me, like, I was probably like 18. I'm like, damn.
What he had in my eyeballs looking like?
Yeah, I'm like,
I did, bucked out.
Yeah, yeah, big buck. Like, like, okay, you made what? So I seen it. I said, man, I got to get my license. I'm like, Pop's buying real estate. He doing the deals. I'm like, I could come right up under here. I'm like, I got to go to school and get my license. So I went. Took me not that long. Got my license. And then I went up under his brokerage to start out.
Nice.
Right. So you was at that brokerage for how long?
Man, I was at that brokerage from 2002 all the way until like 2012, I want to say. Somewhere around
Wow.
There.
So he's
10 or 11, somewhere around there.
And what made you start your own brokerage? Did you come in being an agent, like, you know what, I want to start my own brokerage, or did that something you learned as you went?
That's something I learned as I went. I always knew I wanted to start my own brokerage, but I just didn't know like when I was gonna do it or how I was gonna do it. You know what I'm saying? So initially when I first got my license, I was just doing it to do our shit. Like, I wasn't really tripping on like finding all the clients everywhere. I knew we was buying a lot of shit, and I knew I wanted to be the one that was going to be representing us, and I was worried about our family and our legacy.
So when you was in there at the brokerage, was you asking questions and figuring out how they running it?
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's the execution and pay attention.
I was right there.
Yeah, like, nigga, how you do that? Okay. Because over time, you could pick up anything.
You could pick it up.
I don't give a damn what it is. You could really be a motherfucking engineer, computer engineer. If I'm around you for 5 years, and you doing this shit every day, nigga, I'd be the most smartest computer building nigga in the world.
That's a fact.
But you got to have that in you. And you had it in you, bro, to ask some questions. And then you execute it.
Yep,
that's the dope part.
And
of
I always wanted to say, fuck the middle, man.
Oh, so that's always right. You know what I'm saying? Right.
That's that's a fact, bro. Man. Yeah, you got to kill the middle,
you
man.
You got to, though. As a boss, you should always want to have your own shit.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you want to have your own motherfucking foundation to stand
on.
Because if you working with somebody, anytime, they could cut your boots off.
Anytime,
you know what I'm saying? Now you're working out there with the raw foot on glass.
There's no security in any job as long as you work. Working for somebody. That's what you're saying.
Because that's their security that letting you know it ain't no security.
Yeah.
You know, because I was talking about somebody
still run that business, and they could go down with that business at any point in time, one false move.
Yeah, and it's kind of like, and I was talking to my guy, Rob, about that shit, because we as black people, when we get in a position, we actually move a little lighter on our people. Because we was always the workers or trying to get put on. So
yeah,
like,
we ain't going.
Yeah.
Big Caucasian, man.
But you have to. You got to go
big white man.
Because they're going to take advantage of you. So
take
the first time you realize, like, oh, that's why they motherfucker let a nigga know you be fired tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because these niggas going to take advantage of it.
Yep.
Coming in late, ain't doing it right because you're a nigga. But like, hey, bro, it's cool. Don't worry about it. But you come in big white man mode, oh, niggas going to set it straight.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's a sad thing. But they've been doing it for 400 year head start. So they already know how to be with a nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We don't be knowing. We be all soft. And over time, you start stiffing up like, hold on, man.
Excuse me. Yeah, because if you work for Target or Best Buy or any of these places, you ain't going to not show up or be
late
2 hours
twice.
Late. You're no call, no show. You're fired, bro.
You're
right.
You're done.
I wish you and would show up an hour or 2 hours late.
That came from years and years of learning business.
Yep.
Right. So we get our business 1-2 years. We be nice. Like, oh, you come late. Don't worry. After a while, you're like, God, this nigga take advantage of me.
Yeah.
I'm paying you, nigga.
I'm paying you.
Big white man.
You start running stress. Hey, man, be here this time. Your ass done, okay? I ain't tell you no more. I want it like this.
You got to be like that.
That's what they ask. Like, why they act like that? Nigga, when you in a position of power, you will understand.
Yeah, and don't take
like
it personal because nigga is from the culture. No, hell no. It's business. It's all business. It ain't personal at all.
That's a fact.
It's money coming out of my pocket.
Straight up. And you don't realize that till you in a position of power. So people run their mouth from a position of goddamn peasantry.
Right.
When you're in a position of power, you understand, like, nigga, I kind of get why they doing that now.
Yeah, it's way worse than when they know you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you built a rapport with them as like a friend or family. Like, you got agents that are under you that you had to learn to not blur the line because you taking them under your wing, you showing them because that's how you would want somebody to do you. But then you also wouldn't have moved like that if they were complacent like that.
Yeah,
you see, so that was the attribute that you had that they lacked.
Yeah.
So then next, you know, as an agent for you, they're sitting there for you and your wife, and they're sitting there and they're talking about, but we homies. No, you blurred the line between you being a broker and the boss. And then being an agent,
right.
You see what I'm saying? Like, so, because this is what people don't know, right? So if you're an agent out there, right, and let's say you're submitting your own paperwork and doing your own shit, and you just brush by it and you say you trust them, that's a full representation of your company.
Absolutely.
So if they sue them, they're suing you.
Yeah,
they're suing the broker.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
And that's what them companies like Target, Best Buy, all the motherfuckers, treat me like them.
Because how many lawsuits they done been through over all the years? So they know the how to move.
I
can't play with you.
Yep. Yeah.
This is our company.
Yeah.
You playing around like it's on you. It ain't. Man, it's going to fall back on. We got to get you up out of here,
100%.
Sir. A couple of complaints, you're fired.
And that's why a lot of agents don't want to be brokers because of the responsibility that
it
carries. It's a lot of responsibility.
For sure.
It's a lot of risk. So
if there's a kid out here, right, that's coming to a little bit of money and they want to get into ownership of like their own properties, what would be the most important first step you think it is for somebody to go into that field to get their first property to own and rent it out as a business part?
So the first thing they got to work on is making sure that they got their paperwork together.
Now, elaborate on the paperwork.
Making sure you got
not just your paper, but your paperwork,
your
too.
Paper and your paperwork.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So,
I've been there.
Yeah, so you got to make sure you got them bank accounts right. You know what I'm saying? And also, you want to make sure you got them taxes. Them taxes
big
are key.
Big white man.
Yeah. Because if you don't have...
Oh, Lord!
I mean, because I get a lot
big
of people...
Caucasian, man.
I get a lot of people calling me, telling me, bro, I got this much money. I got the money, but my credit fucked up, and I ain't got the this and that. And I ain't filed taxes.
Yep.
There's nothing you can do, brother.
It's over.
It's over.
That was me when I first called.
It's over.
I got millions, brother.
Own.
What's up? What can we give you? Hey, brother, we got to do this.
Unless you're buying the cash, brother, you're not going to get financed. Right. You know what I'm saying? You got to get your paperwork together.
So what's up, Slim?
Get you a good CPA. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
File your taxes, man. That's key. Make sure your credit is up to par. make sure your bank accounts and everything lines up, man. And that's the way to do it. If once you get all that in place,
paperwork is something. The most important thing in this.
For sure. Don't finagle the business.
Nope. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's no shortcuts to longevity.
There's no shortcuts. Yeah, facts.
You know what I'm saying? But I want to kind of elaborate a little bit more, right? So when you were at the brokerage, right, and then you said, like, when 3 said you was there soaking up the game, you learned the blueprint, right, and all these different things. So once you got that, right, then what made you pull the trigger? Because that's a huge leap of faith.
Big.
Because like you said, it's a lot of responsibility.
Big.
Yeah. I mean, I've always been a boss. I always had that boss mentality. So I always, everything I ever did, I always
wanted to
never wanted to work for nobody. I always wanted to have ownership. I was taught ownership at a young age. You know what I'm saying? So
and responsibility.
And responsibility. Heavy is the head that wear the crown. So, you know what I'm saying? That's just what come with it. So,
for sure.
If you're a boss, man, just go for it.
Put yourself in that position.
So, you did it. So, walk us through the steps. Like, so once the brokerage got started, right? Like, how'd you find your first employees? Like, how did your first agents?
Actually, we wasn't even looking for employees, to be honest. Right.
I remember you said it was just for the campaign at first, for the family.
Yeah, it was just for me and my wife. We started our brokerage just for us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And we was going
to work your own deals.
To work our own deals. Right. We wasn't looking for agents initially, but, you know, it just turned out that people reached out and they was some good people and we just took them on, you know what I'm saying? Trained them and help them to become successful.
Right. Was they close to the family? Did they reach out via social media?
Some, reached out via social media. Right. But majority of them, like, we knew personally.
Right.
Like, we had not a real strong, but we've known them and they reached out to us. So that's kind of how
That goes into networking, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Super important.
Surround yourself around the right people because you surround yourself around them, they surround themselves around you, no matter what it was.
Yep.
That was that network, right?
Yep.
Your network determines your net worth.
Absolutely.
That's a super fact.
See what I'm saying? Yeah. So from there, you got your first couple agents, right?
Yep.
Now, was it hard managing agents?
Yeah, it is. Right. Especially if a lot of agents are new and they never, because most of our agents were pretty new when they came. Because
there's some agents with no dog in there either, too.
Yeah,
right?
yeah, for sure.
How to go get it.
Yeah, got to go get it. And a lot of them was pretty new and they needed to be trained. You know what I'm saying? So we had to, like, train them up.
So how do you train them up? What does it take to be a successful agent in California? Because California, if y'all don't know out there in the world, is the hardest place to get your real estate license.
Yeah, you
know
it's hard. Yeah.
It's so hard to get it here that it literally trumps everywhere in the state. If you go to Hawaii, you can literally just sign up for the state exam. You go to New York, Colorado, Texas, whatever, and you can just go straight to the state exam. You ain't got to get the books. You ain't got to do the qualifying tests and all these different things. You could just go straight to taking the state exam because California trumps everything.
You know, right? About that process, huh, Slim?
Yeah.
A little bit about it, brother.
Slim, that nigga,
big
man.
White What's up, Slim?
You got something you want to tell us?
Big Caucasian, man.
We talking about Mac.
So, okay.
The jig is up.
So here's the thing.
The jig is up.
So, he's retarded.
The jig is up.
So Mac, tell him. So how do you train an agent to be a successful agent? Because getting your license is just one thing, right?
Yeah.
So how do you become a successful agent?
You got to put that work in, man.
How do you do that?
You got to network, man, because a quiet agent not going to make no money.
Right.
You got to talk to people, bro. You got to be out here. You got
to market
yourself.
That's why people face be on buses and all that.
Billboards. Yeah. The more people see you, the more they'll want to, you know, trust you. So the more you in their face and they know that you know what you're doing and you know your business. And having the knowledge is key.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because if you know what you're doing, man, you can make it. But I say the biggest thing is marketing yourself.
Right.
Because if you can't bring people in, if you can't attract people, and you can't get people to trust you, you're not gonna succeed.
Yeah. That's crazy. And one thing I love about what Mac and his wife Sarissa do is that they're helping people in the culture, from the culture,
that's the key.
The culture.
That's
most
the
definitely.
Key.
You see what I'm saying?
Most definitely.
They helping. People. Yeah, you helping people everywhere. It doesn't matter what season, Compton, Inglewood, Crenshaw, Slauson.
For sure.
It could be anywhere, and you're helping, right?
Yep.
So, and it's for the culture.
For the culture, man.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think that's dope. You know what I mean? And we need more people that look like us to sell.
To helping us, our people.
That's
and
a help thing.
Us. And somebody you can trust. You know what
for
I mean?
For sure.
Somebody you know not going to try.
Trust.
Yeah, exactly.
And if I trust them, and they that, and y'all know I don't trust people just freely like that. So y'all know it's solid over here.
You know? And it's just crazy how you think about it now. If you was when we was kids, how much we saw real estate people marketing and branding themselves.
Oh yeah,
from like I said, from the bus stops, on buses, billboards, commercials,
Because it wasn't social media.
Yeah,
really
it wasn't.
Like that.
So they've been into marketing.
They was getting back in the magazine.
Open houses.
Yeah, in the magazines. Yep. Yellow
this
pages.
Been going on. XXL.
Yeah.
Sure. It was in the back.
So it's been going on. So yeah, now with social media, it turned to a whole nother low because the bigger you are, the bigger your brand is. The bigger your brand is, the more
But that's a part of being a good agent, too, I believe, too, right? You got to build up a brand.
You got to build up a brand.
Yes, you do.
See what I'm saying? That's what anything, though, to really sell something, be a household name.
That's what anything in life.
And that's something you know very well about.
That's what I do.
You should be a real estate agent, three.
Man, I could
be.
Let's talk about that because three said 10 million and up, right?
So if you're talking about commission, right?
Right.
And you getting the broker in these deals and different things, right? So it's a little bit different for you because you have a broker. So you're getting the broker into the deal and you're also getting the sell of the deal, right?
Right.
So how does that work?
So we're the broker, right? So every deal has to go through a broker. So if an agent is, let's say you had your license and you were doing a deal, your deal has to go through the brokerage.
Right.
So the brokerage takes a percentage of your commission.
Yeah.
So depending on how much experience the agent's got, if you're a new agent starting out, most companies give you 70% of your commission. They take 30. Mm. If you got some experience, they'll give you 80% of the commission. They'll take 20.
Right.
Or some rare occasions, some agents get 90%. It just depends. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
But that's how it works as far as like, if an agent is doing a deal. But if you're the broker and you're doing a deal and you have the listing and you find a buyer, then you just get the full commission.
Right. It's not what you're worth. It's what you negotiate.
Yeah, for sure.
Three of them.
Oh, come on, man. You got to know that business, man.
Damn!
So
three
important.
Yeah,
there we go.
Time.
We got it. Yeah, business is so important, man. Like, people get comfortable in just doing the job, but you got to know the business behind it. You know what I'm saying? You only worth what you negotiate.
Right. Yeah,
so that goes for anything, especially something in real estate when you're dealing with big dollars. You're dealing with real, like, opportunities.
Yeah, because,
like, you own something that's different.
Yeah.
So, like, the position you could put yourself in there is massive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's real.
Yeah, because what if you own something that is residual over time and you own a whole apartment complex? Imagine that 10 years down the line.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? If you negotiate that thing right.
You negotiated it right, and you got to think. The only thing you really going to put into it is that initial down
payment.
That initial.
That's what's going to fuck you up.
That's a savings account.
But after that, it's a savings account.
But after that,
that money is growing. It's sitting in there.
And I ain't going to lie. I'm one of the ones that was that always talk about real estate. That's that old time.
Yeah.
You know, I talk big shit
talk
about
crazy.
Real estate.
That's just you when you activate it.
I be talking shit. Yeah. But over time, I understood it more and more when I started paying attention a little bit more. When it's like, okay, especially you got some good money, it's just like letting it sit there and letting it grow on its own.
Oh,
it's
for
not,
sure.
It's not like going to be quick. It's not like some things I'm into, I could put it in and next year, boom. So, but imagine over 10 years, you're not even thinking about it.
And it's
it grows.
The safest. It's
going
to
grow. Yeah. So
the,
I realize over time, man, you got to have
man,
a good
approach.
Yeah,
where it's at,
hold on right here.
Big white man.
You got to look at the name, so right here you can look like see right here, hit that right there.
Big Caucasian man.
So with that being said, man, my hit that motherfucker again.
Big white man. Big white. Big white man.
There you go. You get it. You get it.
So so the more and more I talk to people I know from you to my dog PJ, like I understood it. So I want
to
get into apartment complexes.
Yeah.
So he's broken a deal right now, like an 89 unit.
Yep.
I have me 10 doors in that whole joint. So I'm like, damn, that's dope.
Yeah,
so
that's dope.
I can have organic apartments, you know what I'm saying? Because it's a building with 10 of them.
For
that'd
sure.
be my apartment building.
For sure.
That's player.
Yeah.
So, and then not only that.
Don't get no more player.
Yeah, not only the money part, which is cool, but it's also helping Section 8. It's like in the neighborhoods where Section 8
for
are
the
low
culture.
Cost. And I'm helping people. Even though I won't make that much money on it currently.
Yep.
But just to have my name on that, having ownership, helping people from where I'm from. Cause I was a motherfucking project kid.
Yeah,
so
that's a fact.
I mean, I make my shit extra dope. We had tight marble on that motherfucker.
For sure,
you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be checking on them niggas. Start fucking. I slap them and kick their ass out.
Walkthrough,
I'm gonna send them niggas up there.
Sure.
It ain't gonna be regular janitorial motherfucker niggas with the mask on coming that motherfucker. I'm gonna have to send my real niggas in there checking on the building like your pops used to do, nigga.
One of the ones.
For real though. But I'm looking forward to that part of building that portfolio. So that's in 2023. I'm going to step into that realm, man, and I appreciate you for showing me that and helping me understand you and Slim and my dog PJ, because I was an opponent against like real estate. Nigga, fuck that slow-ass shit, man. That's old man shit.
That's
player shit.
The most millionaires over time.
That is, over time.
Come on, man.
Over time,
still to this day.
Still to this day.
2022.
Yep, for sure.
Still to this day.
So go ahead.
No, I was about to say, even though it's changed, you can get different ways to get money. this way is still a great way and still the most foundational way of America.
And we need more people of our faces and our complexion in the game. Right. We need more flesh in the game, so that way we can help more of our people. And that's where they had a head start at. You see what I'm saying? And that goes way back to the redlining days. Right. You know what I'm saying?
No, they wouldn't even let us buy.
They wouldn't let us buy. No question.
You got certain areas, you couldn't even get financed.
Right, and we touched on it in the other episode with with Native Americans and what they did with their reservations and took that, and then now they can't even own outside their own reservation and different things like that. So don't think it
is. Big Caucasian, man.
No, it's big systematic oppression, for sure. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we playing catch up, and right now it's 2022, so there's no reason why we shouldn't all have more flesh in the game from the culture.
No question.
So we can help more people
There's no more earth being made.
Right, and that's why it's important.
We're not making
evolve.
No more land. It's over.
Yeah, but we gotta evolve.
We gotta
let each other see that and then root for that. You know what I'm saying? And not be against that. You know what I mean? So it's like, in that, instead of being labeled as a real nigga when you're a rapper, you should be labeled as a real nigga when you're buying and selling property.
That's hard.
You
really own your block.
Yeah.
Right.
Really
representing your street. Nigga, own that street.
R.I.P. Nib, you know what I'm saying? One shout out to Black Sam. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Big and big.
Because
one of the ones.
That's what they was doing, and that's what they did, and that's what they continue to do.
Most definitely.
See what I'm saying? That marathon, they definitely continued that. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
So that's dope as fuck. You know, and that's why I say that should be what's celebrated. Not the bullshit, not who's a stepper, not who's the biggest drug dealer.
That's retarded.
I don't get it.
That's just retarded.
Listen, man, my name is Slim.
The jig is up.
That shit is
It's over with, man.
Like, yeah, defend yourself, of course, represent your family, something happened like that. You know what I'm saying? The art of war, you know what I'm saying? You're going to defend yourself in the harshest manner. But just thinking that's the cool thing to be, like, that shit is a shame that we salute 100%. People like
that's
that.
That's crazy, man.
Like, what the fuck are we doing? Like,
it's toxic.
It should be very toxic. It should be banned. And we should all stand up against a nigga who got millions of dollars talking about, you know what I'm saying, what they doing in the hood, and they still going back. I'm still on that. Nigga, what?
100%.
We should be talking about that nigga like a dog, you stupid bitch. That's the fact. You done made it out of here, nigga. You keep coming around here.
And you still doing this dumb shit?
Nigga, you was an ignorant, stupid motherfucker. Yep. Like, we should be going crazy on
it. Even for the people that feel how you feel, there's a little bit in them that's a little envious, that envy love or misery love company. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So even though they know he ain't supposed to be there, there's something about him that want him to drop. You know what I'm saying? And that's why they embrace them and let them come in and let them blow their whole shit up.
I couldn't wait to get away from the ugly motherfuckers in the hood. I try to leave every dirty, ignorant motherfucker I knew. I don't want no affiliations with you, son of a bitch, man. Straight up.
Fuck you.
I couldn't wait to get away from them niggas, man. Fuck all of them.
As soon as I got my money, I'm gone.
Oh, he bougie. Yeah, stay away from me. I'm a police caller. I'm a policeman bewitter. I'm with the FBI.
Bewitter.
Yeah, I'm with the cops. Leave him alone. Leave him alone.
He's going to call the people.
Yeah. I go to the neighborhood, watch meetings in my neighborhood. I'll be first, front and center. What's going on? Who?
Hey.
I seen a car come past here yesterday around 12. Y'all seen it? I took pictures of it through my camera.
You got a license plate right
now. Fuck that. I'm in the meetings. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got to get rid of these motherfuckers.
Yeah, they crazy.
Facts. So I couldn't wait, bro. Like, I couldn't wait to get up out of there, man. So it's like, I don't understand, like, people be so enthusiastic that they still got them situations around. They should be ashamed of themselves that they still got people that's fucked up, that's willing to risk their life over nothing. You know what I'm saying? We should be pulling them out.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, all jokes aside.
And that's one thing I respect about what we've done, too. You see what I'm saying? Like, we show, like, we was them niggas on, you know, the first ones in the YouTube game to where we show that came from this type of demographic, talking like this, doing shit like this, and giving full transparency with real numbers, real things, real leaps of faith, real risk, real struggles, and showing both sides of the story. Not, you know what I'm saying? Not just one side and making it seem like it's all gravy and all kosher. We giving full transparency and full understanding. You know what I'm saying? And no matter what people may think, like, me and Three just do it in two different ways, but we compliment each other like that, be a yin to a yang, because we're on the same type of time. You know what I'm saying? It's just we broadcast in two totally different ways.
Right.
So, like, that's why I said, like, it's important for people to see that. And then what we were able to do by opening up the floodgate, you've been able to do with people with real estate.
Yep.
And then you continue with agents and different things like that. I think that's the most legendary shit ever.
For sure.
You see what I'm saying?
We're giving people different ways. Like, I always, I preach on the stand on that. We have got to have different people we can see. Instead of athletes or the drug dealer or, you know what I'm saying, the magician that made it out. You are a guy that did real estate and got a broker, still fly, still got jewelry on, still dressed dope, you know what I'm saying, still got good cars. Nigga, still living like
still
how you living.
Still a regular real nigga, but I did real estate.
Yeah, that's cool.
And let's emphasize, too. Really make sure we overemphasize that he got into it and did it for years before he got his own broker. So we're talking some real full investment in yourself, believing in yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's real risky business. And they say, if you look up, I don't know where it's at on the list, but if you look at stressful jobs, being a realtor,
it's like just, damn near number one or two.
It's up there. Shit,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of paperwork, a lot of worrying about other people.
And then you're dealing with people's money,
yep,
man.
Yep.
And it's, oh, a lot man. Of times,
and you're
be,
seeing their credit, you're seeing yeah. their accounts. Ooh, seeing you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? You're exposing a lot of yourself.
And for most people, this is going to be the biggest investment that they make in their life.
That's a fact. The biggest payment they pay every month.
Exactly.
All this stuff. Yeah, facts. You know what I'm saying?
You got to know what you're doing, man.
So that's why I say, I guess a big deal for you to be able to do that. And then I seen how you were on Endgame right from the very beginning. And then not only that, but then you got your agent. Right, so now you got you and your wife, you got your own brokers doing your agents. So many people think they could get in real estate and it's just get rich quick.
That's
they think,
not like, gonna
oh,
happen.
I see, but they see people selling real estate.
Oh, I'm Grant Cardone,
oh, right?
You ain't that cracker motherfucker, even
right? Right.
No, I was like, fuck Grant. No, I like, yeah, I don't like him, man. He tried to wear his hat. He wearing his hat backwards, he wearing his hat like T.I. and shit. I can do He put his hat up in his head like T.I., like, what's up, brothers? I'm just
big Caucasian man.
I got the hat. Man, don't listen to that white man. He ain't trying to make fun of us, man. Fuck that cracker, man. Grant Cardone, listen up. Fuck you.
Oh, shit. Hey, man, listen. Hey, man.
Black man.
Hey, that's Grant Cardone. Hey, your wife, too. Is your wife listening?
That's Mr. Organic, brother.
Fuck that bitch, too.
Oh, God.
Shit. Hold on. Hit the relax button. Oh, back.
Relax.
That bitch, you fucking niggas? What's up, baby? Where you at? Let me get some of that good pussy. You want to be black? Come over here, Grant Cardone, why?
Oh, shit.
I get something you need, baby.
Uh-huh. Three over double, you want to sing a lumber or something, man.
Hey, man. I get some of the billions out of Grant Cardone.
That's his wife, brother.
Man,
his wife.
He ain't fucking right.
He still want to hold your love,
man. Tell her what's
relax.
Up.
Relax.
There you go, back. Damn, tell her, Mac, shit.
Relax.
Let me siphon some of them billions out that account.
Shit. Oh, damn, God.
Holla at me, baby. You want some of this good black meat,
he
baby.
Might want to do business with you. Now you done fucked it up.
He done fucked it up.
I don't need
that cracker.
What's up, Slim?
Slim with me, too. He agree. No, I said, no.
What's up, Slim?
Dude, you can't fuck with this. I'm over here fucking spitting shit on this dude crazy, man. Listen, okay, well, listen. Here's the thing. Let's just
fuck
let's
you,
just,
Grant Cardone.
Let's get past that. Listen here. Let's
one
get,
of the ones. Let's
go. We niggas over here, man.
Black man.
Oh, my God. Listen, man. Oh, Mac, what you on your way to do, brother, is so much more. It's on that type of level and even more. You know what I'm saying?
Almost definitely.
And then you blazing the trail for so many people to come behind you, bro. And I think that's so dope. You know what I'm saying? And not only that, y'all, but you got to understand, like, no matter what, with Mac, whatever he's showing you on the surface, whatever him and his wife is showing you on the surface, they're so much more legendary behind the curtains and behind the scenes.
Most
you know
definitely.
What I'm saying? And they're doing business with people that you could never even fucking imagine.
Yeah, for
you know
sure.
what I'm saying?
Top, so it's top, like, top.
Yep.
So if you in California, we even if you blessed. Live out of state, but you want to mm-hmm. live some real, you want to buy some real estate in LA, you want to buy some in California, it doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, Mac and his wife sources, they the ones that holler at Jackson Properties, man. All the information
sure. top of the
description
move.
Below. For y'all sure. gotta tap in. Y'all gotta rock with them, man.
Tap
you know what I'm saying?
Because
they got us our crib. And shout out to y'all for hooking me and my wife up and buying our first home. You know what I'm saying?
Legendary, man.
All right, I gotta ask this before we get out, man. Can you give us one legendary Nip story that no one ever really heard before? You know what I'm saying? We gotta get that something just from the scene. tell us
he
more.
Said we gotta get
tell us
that.
More about that RV.
No. This nigga crazy, man.
I didn't know that. God, man, that big boy. Man.
Hey, we got to
look at you different
man,
now,
we're going to have to come on
another one.
We got to do a whole another podcast.
Another
Max a regular, bro.
I know we got to
he got to be a regular, bro.
Come
a whole that open, I already fucked with Mac, but now I know that. Hey, bro, that's a whole nother.
That's a whole nother thing right there.
And then
man.
He got so much more to contribute. And I don't mean to even interrupt, but he got so much more to contribute.
Especially in this L.A. culture that's so... You know what I mean?
It's deep rooted with him.
That's what I'm saying.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. And then not only that, but
that's vital.
Mac is, listen, he bought his business. He's serious. He's super professional, and so is his wife. You know, but he's a funny ass nigga.
Yeah, cool
too.
Nigga too.
He's cool, funny. This a and he went to shit.
That's a real estate nigga.
That's a real. That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying real. A real real estate nigga.
Yeah. And I haven't met too many people like that. And I was just actually telling Mac this other day, like, you know what I'm saying, between DJ, between Mac, you know, you, like, I keep people around me that's like, that's really one of them ones, like, for real, and like, could do a million different things.
Yeah.
You know
like
what I'm
Avengers,
saying?
Like,
that shit
like,
inspires me, bro.
It's real,
you know
nigga
what I'm saying?
Avengers,
like,
man.
And his roots here in LA, they deep rooted for real. And then not
deep
only that, but his evolution within himself and so much more is like, how has evolved? You done went from the caterpillar cocooned up to the butterfly, from the butterfly to the late monarch type.
I done been through everything.
You done
man.
Did it all, bro.
I did it all.
You know what I'm saying? So
sure.
I think that's legendary, and I think that's why he's got to be a regular on here. So if y'all want to see Mac as a regular, man, drop some comments below, man. Make sure y'all get this thing a 5-star. Hit thumbs up.
Let's get it.
Subscribe to Top of the Mook Podcast Clips.
Follow Don't Top get of the Moog TikTok or Mr. Scrooge.
Don't do that. Do tap in with everything. Yeah, make sure you tap in with them most importantly too.
For sure.
But to Three's point, we gotta have you as a regular with this. But go ahead, continue what you were saying though, Three, before
yeah,
that.
Now you got with the RVs and shit. We that's
the you really want the RV though.
Yeah, that's yeah, really want the RV.
That's, we gotta build up to that. So we do yeah, the whole cause that was ooh, I didn't
yeah, cause y'all got
know,
y'all
yeah,
got
yeah, that was crazy. That was crazy.
Yeah, man, because now I know that was him because I heard this guy,
yeah, during that era, man.
Yeah, that's Morris a big error.
It was
yeah,
a trip, bro.
That's a big error. Yeah. So, this, fuck that story. You know, so we get to that another time. But this is another like cool story that, you know what I'm saying? Most
but he's definitely like, you know, he won't hear that story later.
That's oh, yeah, yeah.
We got to
yeah,
build. No. We got to get the full background on that. You know what I'm saying? Because that's big.
No. Yeah, for sure. So
what would you say? Like the story, one of your stories is, would it be the Double Up video? What would it be like?
Oh, Double Up was
crazy. What was like the one of the historical times? Like whenever you think about your memories with Nip, and you think of like a time where it's like, man, that was a good time, or this was a moment. You know
that
what I'm
that Double Up was special, man, for yeah, real. Because
what made it so special?
It was special because like that was the last like big thing that I did with Nip. You know what I'm saying? And they called me like the day before or 2 days before.
Right.
He like, bro, we doing a Double Up video. Like, nigga, I need you to play this part as a realtor, nigga. You already know you really my realtor in real life.
So let's emphasize on that real quick, and then yeah, let's double back to that. Because sure, you have really, you obviously, Black Sam's still your man,
yeah,
right? You
sure,
talk with him damn near all the time, right? Brother. And then 100%, you know, shout out to him. And then with Nip, y'all helped buy and sell a lot of property and real estate with them,
yeah,
right?
Yep.
Way before all of this, way yeah, before people even knew Nip name. You
yeah,
see what I'm saying?
For sure.
Before it was like that. You know what I'm saying? So let's touch on that a little bit. Like how, like, just with the real estate, like how he looked at and viewed at the real estate and how he wanted to get into the game. And what was their vision as far as the community?
Nip wanted to, like, I sat down with Nip one day and I came to the studio and he wanted, I talked to him about real estate the same way I talked to you, way I talked to everybody that I talked to. And when we had our conversation and when we was done with the conversation, he was like, bro, ain't nobody never broke this shit down to me like that.
Yep.
Like the way you just broke this shit down, you just made it so clear
simple,
and so simple. I gave him the vision of like what we did and what I seen and what I knew and all my experiences.
Right.
And he being the top level nigga that he is, he got it immediately.
Right.
You know what I mean? So he had a vision of building up a big portfolio of real estate and building up the neighborhood like he was doing.
Like they were doing. Like they was doing it big time. Yep.
Yeah, for sure.
100%. But the double, now back to the Double Up. So that was, I appreciate you sharing that too. But the Double Up, right? So you in there and that was like your last big thing before obviously his untimely demise, right? R.I.P. Nip.
Sure,
why, R.I.P. what made Nip it so special?
Just the fact that I was able to play that part, man, and really give people, show people the light of like what I really do. Like I really do this in real life.
And you weren't an actor.
An actor for real.
Like, right.
I'm not an actor. Like yeah, you know what I'm saying?
was his active broker and realtor
in real life. So yeah, so for him to have me instead of like hiring an actor to do that, I felt like that was some real nigga shit. Like he called me like, bro, I need you to come do this. This is what it is. You know what I'm saying? So put some light into, you know, he was always the type that always want to put light on whoever is need the light. You know what I'm saying?
For
like
sure.
If you around him, he always felt like we had enough talent in our circle to get anything done that we need done.
For sure. So yeah, the squadron.
Nigga, you do this, you good at that. All right, I'm gonna have you do this.
Right.
You do that. All right, you do real estate. Nigga, you do the real estate for everybody.
Yeah, right.
You know, that was his mentality. So every time I meet new people and I'm with him, like, hey, this is my realtor. This is Mac. Hey, y'all tap in with Mac.
That's hard.
You know what I'm saying? This is my guy. He do all the real estate shit. Y'all got to fuck with him.
Yeah.
I fuck with him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that was dope, man. And he called me and told me to come up to the, send me the location, told me he was going to have me play it. And they was doing like a little act, like real acting. Like
right,
it wasn't like, it was like a whole little movie
whole
shit.
Setup.
Like it was like a whole scene. You know what I'm saying? I thought I was just going to be some background.
Real life,
it was like a real
action,
live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real talking
yeah, yeah,
role.
How did that feel for you?
It was crazy, man. I ain't going to lie. I pulled up. I came down to the crib.
Where was that crib at?
In Malibu.
Oh,
man,
shit.
Crazy.
Yeah. Crazy. It was all right off PCH.
Yeah. What kind of whip did Nip pull up in?
I think we was in a Ferrari or
come on,
something
man,
like
488?
That.
488?
Yeah.
Come on
now.
Yeah. I think it was a 488.
Where my crib
and,
at?
And when and you see the video.
Pull up in?
When you see the video.
That's crazy.
When you see the video and he driving down the, you know, the house was like long and it was
a long driveway.
Yeah. Me and Nip was in there. We was just chopping up. We was in the Lambo. He like, bro, look where we at.
Right.
It was crazy.
Yeah,
we were sitting in the Rari, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we drove down the bottom, jumped out, you know what I'm saying? And came, met Jackie right there.
So y'all, when y'all was in there having y'all conversation, that's when y'all had your moment. That's what made it so special.
Yeah, yeah, we had our little moment.
Like, look how far we came.
Yeah, right? For sure.
That shit hard.
Yeah,
from the same block, doing the same
from
shit.
The same block, same area, from the same shit.
Same understandings. And then now, y'all now here in the Rari, and y'all in his music video, talking that shit, popping that, that shit.
Yep.
Damn, that's cold.
That's hard. That, me and Slim used to do that shit all the time.
Especially
when we once, when we really got that bag, when I'm pulling up Rari, you pulling up Lambo.
Yeah.
Like, that's one of the dopest moments, man. When we
he was pulling up the 488, I'm pulling up my video door.
Yeah, when we put up to that one crib on that mountain, that had all that land and shit, you were there.
Yo, no, Matt was behind us, behind us. He was smashing with us on the highway.
That was one of the craziest moments.
Give him the backstory. That was funny.
That was one of the craziest moments right there.
Because how was he keeping up with us in that range?
He was smashing that day. Yeah, we was on some extra shit.
That was crazy.
We was acting dumb.
We was smashing. You was right there with us.
You was in the ride. You was in the Lambo.
Yeah.
You pulled up bumping it.
Yep. Like, we did.
Yeah, that was a surreal moment right there. That's when I first got my car. You just got yours too. So
the
full circle of that.
For sure.
Yeah. From listening,
how everything fully came around, full Hakuna Matata. It's wild.
Right. I'm saying that's the marathon.
Yeah, and then the thing. Like, that is, it fully is, and it's been that, you know. But the thing is like, you know all the backstories, you know the backstory with us, and obviously we've all been bros for a long time now, right?
For sure.
So it's like, it's kind of crazy to like think of how everything came full circle and all the stars just kind of aligned. I just think that's so legendary, bro, and that's like something I can never ever like take for granted. Not with you, not with three, not with just God's purpose for all of us and how we all kind of came together and how he continues to contribute and put people strategically in our life for us to all keep elevating and keep growing.
That's how it go.
I love that shit, man.
Because people always think like, and I just thought about this because it's very true. Like, some people always feel some type of way if you got a new friend. Like, you known them a year, but you feel close to them because it's not about the time that was put in. Sometimes it's just the time in.
Yeah, it's like, the time in.
It was the time in of the situation that made it what it is. It ain't all about no time in, nigga. Like, what you really do around me, nigga?
This motherfucker's been around 20, 30 years. This dude shiesty grinding.
I just knew you, fuck you. Like, what you brought to the table to really, you know what I'm saying, elevate my life, nigga. Just around.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, the timing of the situation and how you operate through that really shows you who true friends are.
Yeah, and we were just all sitting there. It was me, Mac, my wife, Jazz, and his wife, Sarissa, and we were all sitting there talking. And we was like, damn, we only been friends for a year. We just had that. Remember that?
Yeah, we was tripping.
And it was like, damn.
Like, what the
We was fuck? Like, man, it had to be at least 2-3 years. Was it when I first moved to LA? We was like, no, hell no, it wasn't. But then we was like, damn, it's only... Because then we backdated it to when three got that crib. And then when I met you and everything, it was just wild. And I was like, damn. We all four of us three was just said the same thing you just said.
Just
like,
said it. It's crazy.
Damn, it's only been
a year. It's like that much shit we didn't did already. It's
fucking crazy.
Yeah, yep, more than you know, mother, 30 years.
Yeah. Facts.
Worthless sons of bitches. Get it from around.
And like you said, it contributed and brought more to the table as far as reciprocation.
Ain't too many pure ones on earth, bro.
Yeah, and when we talking about bringing things to the table, it ain't got to be money. It ain't got to be shit like that. We're just talking about reciprocating on all levels, right?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You reaching out to them, they reaching out to you. They considering your feelings, you considering theirs. You doing business with them, they doing business with you. They uplifting you, you uplifting them. They sharing your shit, you sharing their shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, just sharing knowledge is most people won't do.
In the game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Especially
most people gonna hold on to that.
They gonna hold that.
They ain't gonna tell you nothing.
And then if somebody throw you a real alley-oop, nigga, you really know they fuck with you. That they ever gotta do. You know what I'm saying?
And then are you bringing, at the end of the day, when you bringing, when you getting a lot of money and shit like that, are you bringing your people's name up in them rooms?
Right.
That's the most important piece. I can't stand no motherfucker that's not like that. Right. You know me, three. I don't like that shit
at all.
Because if I fuck with you, I don't
that nigga would do that. He would jeopardize it. He would jeopardize his whole shit to bring a nigga along. He did it with me a billion times.
He liked that.
So I made sure when I got the opportunity, I did it too. You know what I'm saying? Reciprocated times 10.
Yep. But he's not no reciprocating nigga.
No,
so
I'm not.
That means everything to me.
So he taught me that shit. But it's like he did it so many times that it paid off tenfold because he taught a nigga that ain't like that
to do that.
Yeah. So when I got him situation, it came duffled.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For sure.
Duffled up.
But that's how you do it, though. Yeah. You got to know the right people to do that with, though, because most niggas would have ran off with it. Like, nigga, you taught me this, I got you. I'm going to hold this. I ain't saying nothing. But you do it with the right one, you get the right motherfuckers around you.
Yep.
Man,
that's what it's about.
Game
if I'm in a room full of money, I'm bringing up all my niggas
every time.
You know what I'm saying?
And
y'all gonna just tell me no,
right?
Say fuck all of you. Then I'm like, all right, well, shit, we shot the shot.
Yeah, I'm telling you, like, gotta understand, nigga. I got my Hellcat. I was in Minnesota. This nigga went to the owner, like, nigga, I need my guy to get his Hellcat, man. I'm giving you all this information right now. He did it on the phone.
Yeah. Wow.
As we just did his deal,
yeah.
He got two deals from him already. Then bust his head to the white meat on his two deals.
Yeah,
scalped him with the motherfucking nothing down on the skirt.
Still got yours.
Still, nigga, hit him again with the triple play. play like, hey, matter of fact, that's my boy boy won one too.
He gonna do that.
He gonna do it. He gonna burn the motherfucking crops.
He gonna, yeah, as long, he gonna keep people. You gotta tell him no.
He gonna burn it for himself, and he gonna burn it for you too.
Straight up,
it ain't just him.
To the limit.
I'm gonna burn it down for me, but for you, I might burn a couple of plants. He gonna burn the whole shit down. I'm telling you, no, listen, no, no.
He need two of them.
He gonna bang it. Hey, I got him on the phone right now. Here you go. Hey, get it to him. What do you need? And he got that motherfucker. I'm like,
that's why 3 hours called me the Bogart Key.
Listen, it ain't nothing like it.
Strong guard.
Oh, what? It ain't nothing like it. There's no way you're going to hold him out that door.
Nah.
He's going to crawl underneath the goddamn crack at the bottom. Like, how the fuck you fit in here?
This nigga can't
vertebrae.
Like, what the fuck? God damn. What kind of secret potion you done found to turn the liquid? They done turned the liquid.
Terminator man. Liquid Terminator man.
Fuck it. I'm going to find a way. And then once again, he going to open that door for you to come in.
Yep.
For everybody.
So that's why you got the right people around you, man. Like, so for real, man.
What's up, Slim?
Legendary individual. Appreciate you too, Mac. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. Appreciate
you. Episode 30 went crazy on
damn. We that was historical, too.
Yep. That's real shit, man.
Appreciate you.
We're going to get into that motherfucker. We got to have Mackie come on.
Oh, yeah, man. We're going to get
with the triple D.
Nah, I know, motherfucker.
One of the ones.
Yeah, man. Nah, this is legendary. Make sure y'all, hey, man, if you on Spotify, give us a 5-star. If you on YouTube, give it a thumbs up.
We need all that.
Make sure you go to YouTube podcast, Top of the Mook podcast clips.
Straight
subscribe
up.
There. You know what I'm saying? And just follow on all platforms.
Yeah, hit the memberships, too, man. Hit the membership because, man.
For sure.
If y'all don't know about podcasts, man, right now on YouTube, man, they be basically demonetizing any type of podcast
right
now.
Break it down for me.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah, this shit don't make no motherfucking goddamn understanding.
Yeah, we ain't getting no understanding by being on here every day and giving y'all these daily uploads.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So the best way y'all can support is by giving us any support y'all
something,
can't give. And if y'all ain't...
We're going to drop merch soon. We're going to bring new merch back soon.
Yeah, for sure.
We're
going to three of them. We're coming top of them.
Full sweatsuits. We're going to jackets. Oh, we coming. You know what I'm saying? We just been chilling on the merch. You know, because I'm fighting my battle right now. Niggas is running.
Oh, I know.
So I've been holding on with my shit.
$1 billion shit on the table.
Yeah, all I got to do is put Tori right here and really take all my money. It's really mine.
Right.
Motherfucker. Hey.
Well, you're elaborating too much. Too much detail.
Don't give him the game.
Don't give all of it yet, brother.
Yeah, goddamn.
But the thing is, though, y'all can support. If you can support,
support.
By tapping
support,
like
man,
that and buying the merch,
support,
and y'all might be in a hard time. Thumb it up, subscribe,
yeah,
make
whatever.
Sure you watch it beginning.
Whatever you
end.
Can do, man.
Whatever you can do.
We're going to do our part regardless, man. We're here to feed y'all great entertainment, great knowledge, and you know,
in the game, most importantly. We want people
game.
To evolve
we
and
want
be their best self.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Still
anything you
want to
tell them, Matt?
Nah, man.
No, what'd you say?
Nah, go ahead.
Nah, go ahead. Go crazy.
No, just go down back.
Yeah.
What's up, Slim?
Hey, man, y'all tap in to Jackson Properties, man. We Jackson Properties on all the platforms. And if anybody out there looking to buy, sell real estate, lease, whatever you want to do, vacation rentals, we got from properties from $1,000 a night to $100,000 a night.
Jeez.
All top level properties, man, everywhere, all across LA, Beverly Hills, Hollywood Hills, wherever you want it, man, we got it.
So. Yep. Anything else you want to leave the people, man? Anything you want them to elaborate and dwell about? If they don't take away nothing from this episode, man, what's one thing you'd want them to take away, man? Obviously, other than coming and do business with y'all, as just far as on a personal life and the evolution and evolving, what
and
would you
also
leave
real
them
estate.
To?
What, a
lot just
of
ownership, man.
Real
just
yeah,
ownership
sure.
is key, man. You mm-hmm. know, I can't, you know, preach that enough. Ownership. So my suggestion, I'm trying to get everybody that's surrounded to me or close to me to have some ownership and some real estate.
Yeah.
That's just a goal. You know what I mean? So. Don't be afraid, you know, if you got questions or you're not sure, you could tap in, reach out. We'll answer all y'all questions. You know what I mean? So, but ownership is key, man. Don't run from it. Don't hide from it. Try to build generational wealth. That's my goal. Nice. To help as many people as I can build generational wealth through real estate. So.
Yeah, and just one more thing, just give, you know, I'm all about giving people their flowers, no homo. You know what I'm saying? My nigga Matt got a CDL. He got his own semi company. He started
sure.
that.
So, congratulations on your new baby, too.
Got a new baby, too.
Yeah, yeah. Baby
Blue.
Just baby
born,
Blue, baby Blue, man. You know
baby
what I'm saying? Come on,
my
man.
My guy Slim.
What's understood?
Godfather.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
What's up, Slim?
Yeah, I didn't even tell you that, Dorito.
Oh, that's hard.
Me and Jazz is godparents.
Yeah, for sure.
Crazy, dog. And I don't know, like, do you know the.
Love it, Slim. Go subscribe.
Like, nigga, I didn't even know. I know you, smart nigga. So. Did you know a role of a godparent is, bro?
That's hefty, brother.
Do you know, like, the full...
I don't know the full breakdown. Break it down for me.
Tell him. You tell him that.
Yeah, you tell me.
No, you tell him. No, you tell him.
You got that shit, man. You got that.
Nah, yeah, you got it.
What's up, Slim?
Shit, know your role, boy. Don't try to cut the corners.
Okay, okay. All right. Well, the role of a godparent. Stop me if I'm wrong. It's like, let's say if something, God forbid, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Then we take that over.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like with Baby Blue. You know what I'm saying? So you got to understand how much you fuck with them and how much deeper this shit goes than anybody could ever imagine.
Oh, for sure.
For a nigga to say, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Fork, you know what I'm saying? Let's get some understanding, bro, and the shit. You know what I mean?
For sure.
And you know, an uncle could be, from what Max told me, an uncle could be a godparent. Auntie could be a godparent. Anybody could be a godparent. And they chose me and Jazz.
Love it, Slim. Go subscribe.
Love it, Slim. Go
That's
subscribe.
That's the best paper that I could do it with. How you gonna pick better than them two?
Then, you know, it's crazy, and that's such an honor, though.
For
you know
sure.
And then how they surprised us? Crazy. Y'all gotta go to their YouTube channel because y'all see it because they slick got us though
on the breakdown.
We came over there. We thinking we just, you know, my whole baby. He came. It was a top level surprise. You gotta go to the Jackson's YouTube
go
channel.
Go to the
man.
Jackson's.
Yeah, and then
we actually haven't uploaded yet. We gonna upload it.
Yeah, but tomorrow. So y'all, by the time y'all see this though, they probably have already uploaded. Oh, yeah, so make sure y'all definitely go subscribe and tap in and watch that. You know what I'm saying? Until you get that, because they got us good with that one, boy. Yeah, that was caught. I called Vlad. You know, I knew what a godparent. You know, I heard of godparents. I didn't know what it is.
Yeah, but I knew that part. I thought it was some extra stuff. But yeah, you are.
I didn't know that.
Happened,
see, the closest thing I got seeing a godparent was fairly godparents. On the
thought
cartoon.
It was cool.
Yeah, I just thought.
Fairy godmother, you think about fairy? Two fairies.
What's up, Slim?
I'm going to keep it G. Shit, you know what I'm saying?
He talking about the two fairies.
Hey, brother.
Tinkerbell.
The godparent. But no, the cartoon, the fairly godparents.
The fairy godfather.
Was it
brother.
Was
it's fairy godmother and shit like that.
I thought it was fairy godparents.
That. Yeah, the fairy. Oh, yeah, shit. It's a fairy, brother.
Hey, where that motherfucking button that shit?
The jig is up.
Don't tell nobody that shit.
Don't say that no more.
Man.
That was my question, too.
Stand over. Come back.
Stand over. No.
Finish him off. Finish his ass off, man.
Oh, hey, well, y'all get what the fuck I'm trying to say. Shit.
Y'all get it. Y'all get it.
I didn't know that, but I thought that was such an honor, bro. I thought that was so dope. I said, damn. And it was such a good representation of it don't get no bigger than that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, to really... to have we don't have a kid yet, but I could imagine, like, putting that type of trust in somebody, and, like, that's huge, bro. So... we appreciate that, and we talked about it. We had closed door behind the scene conversations. Get my words tangled up. So we appreciate that, man. That was a true honor. You know what I'm saying? Anything you want to tell them before we end this episode 30?
Man, I'm gonna say, man, I appreciate Matt coming through.
You know what I'm
saying? Just appreciate you being a real person and actually helping our people.
Facts.
This is more people like this, like I said, we need to see. We need to see real estate. We need to see different business situations that our people could do and live great and also still be themselves.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? I remember, I'll never forget one of my favorite things. I saw Nip when he went to Sweden. He was over there doing that business with the crypto. Nigga had six chains on with a white beater on. I said, nigga, that's how I'm going to be in a business. Yeah. Nigga, that's how I'm pulling up in business.
Didn't I tell you about this?
Bro, I said, that's how I got to pull up in
business. I ain't going to lie. We used to pull up to the...
that's the way.
I used to show their property and stuff. We would pull up. They'd be like, look at these. I know that's they were the thinking, way. Look at these.
There goes the neighborhood.
That's they was the thinking way. It.
Big weeds, man. Big blowing, jumping.
Big Caucasian, man.
That's how they be thinking.
Yeah.
We was going crazy.
So
we
that's the mold, crazy. Man. So like,
because even the neighborhood that we live in right now, you know what I'm saying? Super good neighborhood. Lots of Caucasian people.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? And we rolled up. We had our Black Lender, shout out to Carlton.
Yeah.
We had Mac and Sarissa.
Come on,
me and Jazz.
Whole team.
You know what I'm saying? We had that joint. The whole team.
We in there.
You know motherfuckers looking out there with them. People at the blinds. Oh, shit. They're going to the neighborhood. You know what I'm saying?
The jig is up.
Yeah. But no, continue to think about that.
But that's about it, man. So shout out to Matt, shout out to you. Yeah, and you know, last but not least, man, fuck you, Grant Cordon. And I wanna fuck your wife. I wanna fuck your wife.
Damn, red line.
I want some that $1 billion. She'll give it to me. She died.
Red line. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Tight
red line. Yeah,
man. Yeah.
Top of the moon, started at the bottom, dreamt of a hill cat.